Do you, Peggy Wanker, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
And do you, Mel Gibson, take Peggy Wanker?
Oh, he does. He does, he does.
Peggy, you'll never guess what happened at the shoe store today.
Tongue caught in the shoe sizer again?
You civilians never realize what a highly sophisticated piece of equipment that is.
All right, tell me what happened.
Well, you know that new aerobics center up above me? The one with the sign, quarter ton discount? Well, today they played Van Halen's Jump. And damned if the whole herd didn't. It was awful, Peg. The ceiling opened up, down they came, blocking out the sun. I experienced cellulite winter. God, the humongity. Peg, I could have been killed.
Well, I think you got what you deserved. Going by there every morning yelling, is that a Milky Way on the floor?
Hey, I was helping. They lost a lot more weight wrestling with each other for that imaginary candy than they did twisting the hammers, please don't hurt me. But now on to the sadder side of the news. The shoe store decided to lay me off while they fixed the ceiling. And as an added bonus, as long as the store is closed, I don't get paid.
Oh, my God. Can the economy stand the hit?
Do you think that you can? Anyway, don't worry. I told them that I might not be there when they call me back.
And what did they say?
Well, they said that they'd take their gamble.
Oh, hi, kids. I'm afraid I have some bad news. I'm afraid the wacky, luxurious lifestyle we've become accustomed to is no longer. The Bundys of Bel Air are no more. Yes, Daddy's been laid off. Well, we won't lose Tara, will we? Oh, Al. Surely you can see the humor in a man who makes no money saying he lost his job.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Dad. That's like Kelly saying she lost her mind.
I don't get it.
Well, at least this time it's not just us. Everybody's feeling the pinch of this recession. Money's tight all over.
Come see our matching BMWs.
Well, they're not exactly matching. My license plates just love her.
And mine says love him.
Al, why don't you get a license plate that tells the world how you feel?
Because Kill Me was taken by your father.
Excuse me, but if only to rub this in my father's face, can you tell us how you can afford two major cars like those?
Well, as anyone with a little bit of business savvy knows, these are the times that make millionaires.
And paupers.
Anyway, I can't go into details, but through a little inside tip in the stock market, I'd say I made a penny or two.
You made $60,000, you little honey puddle.
I did not.
Did you?
Did not.
Did you?
All right. I did.
Oh, yeah? Well, my Al here made a penny or two. Literally. Of course, his is coming from unemployment because he's lost his job. So do you think you could loan us a couple of bucks? You know, just enough to keep that Mary Kay lady from breaking my kneecaps.
I could do better than that. For as a wise man once said, if you want a man to eat, you don't hand him a fish, you teach him to be a fisherman. So what do you say, Al? You want to come down to my club and bust tables on fish night?
It doesn't pay much, but no one will be looking if you want to take a little butter back to the wife and kids.
Get away from me, you prideless vermin! I was not born to be a bus boy. I'm a shoe man, born and bred, damn it. And there's not a shoe store in this town that wouldn't pay a dollar and a quarter an hour to have the best. You hear my words. I will not let my family starve. I will not.
We're already starving.
Listen, Dad. There's something at the school that you just might be qualified for.
What? Principal? Vice principal? Dean of boys? Well, security guard's not too bad. Got a cool uniform. Sense of independence, little stick. Let all wrongdoers beware. Those who would perpetrate evil must answer to me. Al Bundy. Security dude. Yeah. Oh, God, then this can't be happening to me. Can this be true? Am I now the man I laughed at as a child?
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, son. It's not the way it looks. I was just, crying on the floor.
Yeah, Dad, I know.
I thought we were going to a club. And remember our deal. We go, you pay. And if I don't find anybody cool, I'll come sit next to you for a while.
Dad, this girl really likes me. Can I have some money?
Son, I know you see the uniform and you think, another millionaire working school security for kicks, but once I wore a different uniform, a prouder uniform. Once I roamed these halls like a king.
Dad, please.
Look at that trophy over there, son. Pokai City Championship, 1966. I won that, baby. I still remember the day.
Not the story.
It was the last game of the year. Pokai versus Andrew Johnson High. Two great teams of equal strength.
Dad, she's not wearing a bra.
Finally, we met on the field of battle. Came down to two great players. Yours truly. And a guy from Andrew Johnson High they called Spare Tire.
Why, because he was fat?
No, because he wore one with a chain around his neck. Anyhow, finally it came down to the final seconds. Scoreless game. We had the ball on the 6-yard line. They said, give the ball to Bundy. Everyone knew I was getting it. I won! Hachoo! I got the ball and I went through that line like grandma through a herd of cattle. I was going for a sure 6 when all of a sudden on the 1-yard line loomed Spare Tire, waiting for me. We collided like two bull elephants. When it was over, they were shouting only one elephant's name. Al Bundy. I scored, son. The winning touchdown. And son, that's the story of the greatest sport moment in all of history.
You know, Dad, some say your knee was down before you crossed that goal.
My knee was not down! That's a dirty, stinking lie! The victory was ours. For the school, the championship. For me, all city. And a legend. And then your mother. The end. Okay!
You know, my dad got like that. We shot him.
You thought he was my father? Heck no, Dad's his name. You know, like, Pop's the janitor, Dad the security guard. I'm telling you, he's not my father. Does the term sympathy feel mean anything to you?
Oh, what the hell? All's well. Oh, I guess it's time for a little security guard break.
I'm traveling.
They're a bitter creed. And they say he ran away.
Brendan Scorn is the one who ran. What to do when you're Brendan and you know you're a man? Wherever you go,
you might change your shirt today.
Why bother? What can I do when I'm branded and I know I'm a man? I must find my bowl.
Oh, honey, you do the best you can. It's just that it's dark at night and you get groggy. And
not that bowl, you winning ninny of a woman. My championship bowl. If only I had a clue. Get that, will you, Peg?
Gee, Al, it's a note. If you want the trophy, come to Johnson High at 8 tonight, alone, or the trophy dies. P.S. You stink. Gee, honey, this must be someone who knows you.
Hey, this sounds like the clue I'm looking for. This man sounds like he knows something. I'm going after him, Peg. I might not be coming back.
Oh, honey, please come back.
You're worried about me, aren't you, babe?
Of course I'm worried. Tomorrow's garbage day. I'm not getting up early tomorrow.
You. Spare tire, Dixon. Why'd you do it? Why'd you steal my trophy?
Took it because it belongs to me. That was our championship. You never made it past that goal line. I dropped you like third period French. Your knee was down.
Was up?
Was too.
Was not?
Was too.
Not
too.
Not too. Wait a second. What were we talking about? I didn't get no dinner.
And
I come through the door.
Damn,
car ran out of gas, had to push it. Oh, yeah. Trophy.
The trophy you cheated me out of should have been mine, Bundy. Headline should have read, spare tire, crushes unidentified white man at goal line. I was supposed to play college ball, but it never happened. You know why?
You too stupid?
It was because after that game, I fell into a deep depression. And I turned where too many kids before me turned to drown their sorrows. Pie. come trials, I could no longer get in a three-point stance unless there was a pie on the floor. My career was over. You stole the glory that should have been mine.
I had a little bit of glory, yeah, but you had pie, and I haven't eaten in 19 years. I'd give you that trophy right now for a piece of pie. So pardon me if I don't cry for you, Argentina. But I sell women's shoes, and I'm married.
Yeah? Well, I bet your mother-in-law doesn't look like this.
No, my mother-in-law looks like this.
Okay. Let's talk quality of life. Let's talk my best pair of socks.
Nice try, spare tire. But get a gander at my best socks.
Whoa.
Now, step aside. Because I'm taking that trophy back where it belongs. To Pokai, and not for me, but for the children. So they can look at that trophy and know that they too can peak at 17. Give me my trophy.
You want that trophy? Well, here's how you can get it. There's the line, Bundy. The only way you're taking this trophy is by getting past me. Come on, Bundy. On the count of three. Three. Let's rock. Nice hit, spare tire. We were two pretty good athletes back then, weren't we?
Hey, we're still great athletes. I'm hurt real bad, you know.
Me too.
I can't get up.
Me neither.
Sleepy time now?
Oh, yes.